Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Well, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your talk radio show host. Well, it's almost Halloween, and that really makes this a perfect timing for this show with our favorite spiritual medium, Laura Lee, who is with us today for her monthly visit and her monthly show, and I know how much you love when she's on. So we're going to get started so we can share some of Laura's thoughts and hear what you'd like to ask her. So good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me back, as always. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. So
me
Halloween
too.
Is on the horizon. What's the topic for today?
I thought it would be a perfect time to share some ghost stories.
Okay.
And then talk about, you know, because I know everybody out there has their share of a ghost story, you know, in their life. And then how we can ward off negative spirits, or even if there is a ghost, you know, you think haunting your home, how to ban them from your space, or release them from your space. And I've got some options for you, and there's multiple options that we can use, but I think the key is intention. So those are some of the things I'd like to discuss through the hour.
Sounds
do
great.
You have
sounds
a,
fun.
Do you have a ghost story that you want to share?
Oh, my gosh. Something happened recently. Well, my husband and I own a Massage Envy in South Florida. And we have 12 rooms, and there are people in and out of these rooms all the time. So there's all kinds of energies going in and out. Well, I have one of my massage therapists is she's very intuitive. She's a sensitive, and so she was in this room one day, and her and someone else were doing a couples massage, when all of a sudden this thing punched her in her side. Now, nobody was there. It was an entity. And she came in and she said to me, "Randy, you're the only person that would understand this." She goes, "There's something in that room." And I said, "You know what? I had just had a conversation with my husband and said, there's something in this clinic, there's some energy, because weird things were happening. And the night before, I was mean and angry, and something was, like, you know, taking over all of us in the clinic. And things were missing and everything like that. So she validated that that was there, and I asked her to please clear the place because she knew how to do that. She knows the prayers to say. She knows the mechanism. She used a eucalyptus. She sealed the rooms, and she went through and she cleared all the energy out. So that was that. That was it. We're feeling like something might be back.
Did you think there was a change?
Huh?
Did you think something changed in the energy after she did that?
It did. But when she was clearing it, she was with her boyfriend who's clairvoyant, and he heard this entity say, "They said you." She said, "You have to leave," and it said, "I don't want to leave." So that's my ghost story.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean,
I
know everybody out there has got a story to share. I was real quick on mine. The one that really still sticks in my head is I was called on an assignment with a team of investigators, psychic investigators, not only psychic, but they were ghost hunters and, you know, paranormal experts down to Roswell, and Discovery Channel paid for us to come together to study Roswell. And we were sent into the infamous hangar that they talk about, you know, I think it's Hangar 18, if I'm not mistaken, where they claim that they brought the aircraft and stuff. So we were going to do a seance there that night, and there was about eight of us. And then there was a crew, you know, that was going with us that were going to film it, and a television crew. And so before we went in, we had a shaman with us, a very good friend of mine named Richard Alanaz, and he did a dance around all of us to protect us, you know, the team themselves. He didn't do it around the crew, but he did it around the team. And so we went in, and I led the seance. And I kid you not, I have never experienced anything like this in my life. And we got it on film, and I wish I had it accessible to me so I could post it on the web for you all to hear. But I kid you not, we were all sitting there, and as soon as I was done with the invocation to lead into the seance, we all heard a loud, "Ugh." I mean, it was so loud. All of us were, like, chilled. We stood there. We all sat there frozen in our seats with our mouths wide open. I mean, I've never heard a noise like that in my life, but it, like, rang through the entire hangar. There was nothing in the hangar except us in the middle with this table, and then the crew was around us. And then, to top it off, there was banging noise right after the sound of this breath that was let out. You know, it was a deep breath. Then it sounded like a bunch of people were jumping on top of the hangar and clanging chains on top of the hangar and on the outside doors. And we thought the crew was, you know, kidding us and making, you know, fun. So my other colleague, Joshua P. Warren, you can look him up. He's an excellent ghost hunter. He's written several books on the paranormal. He couldn't believe it. His instruments were totally going off, so he ran outside to see who was doing it, and nobody was there.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
So during the entire seance, we had the noise on the top of the hangar and on the side doors banging, I mean, just going in and out, like the whole building was expanding and expanding. I can't even emphasize, it was so scary, I almost wet my pants, seriously. Then, on top of it, we've got images of the crew who are passing out because they were so sick and ill from the presence that was in the room. And
really?
We were protected. I believe we were protected because Richard did the prayer on us before we walked in to do the seance, which we were able to pull through. But they have footage of these white ghostly figures that were going around the table around us. And they couldn't penetrate us. They were like, we were in the middle of the seance. We were listening to the noises, and they had white ghostly figures, like, circling around our table. It looked like something out of, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark, you know, at the end? That type of thing. And I have never seen anything. I still shake about it, I think about it, because it was so surreal. I've never had a paranormal experience that intense. So But I have to say that, you know, what I'm going to talk about today is the power of intention when protecting oneself of negative entities and or ghosts. And ghosts are basically unresolved spirits that have unfinished business here on Earth. And so they're earthbound, and they just need assistance to move on into the light. So I get passionate whenever I start thinking about that moment because I saw the power of what we were able to pull through. But all of us, and all of us had multiple experience with spirits and negative spirits, but what we all experienced that night, all of us still talk about to this day. I mean, we're
that
still
is such
all
an incredible,
away,
but, what a memory. Oh, my God, what an experience. Wow.
Yeah, I wish
yeah.
I had
that's
the
something
you
never forget.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, you never
all
forget
right.
that. Oh.
So I know we've got callers waiting, so we should probably head up our first couple
okay.
callers, and then we'll talk about some experiences that we can do to lead them astray, lead them into the light.
Okay. I think that will be very useful to all of us. Okay. Let's start with caller area code 856. Good morning. And can you tell me what your name is?
Good morning. My name's Laura.
Okay. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. How are you? Listening to your commentary, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
My apartment, but I don't feel any fear from it. I feel comforted by it.
Oh, that's good.
So maybe it's
probably
a loved one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been thinking.
Yes.
Most
yeah.
of them are benign anyway. Most of them are benign. I'd say 99% are benign.
Yeah. So are you taking questions?
Yes.
Are you doing
yes,
any?
Go for it.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am looking for work, and I'm wondering if you can get any messages from my loved ones about when that might happen for me.
You know what? First of all, I got to say, Laura, did we talk before? I think we did, didn't we?
Yes.
I don't
yes. You have. I do have. I do have record of that. Yes.
Yeah.
You have talked before.
Okay. All right. Because Laura, I feel like I've, you know, made a connection before, and you're working part time now. Laura.
Not now. Now I'm not working. But
you're
I
not working because.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you doing additional work on the side here and there sporadically on your own? Like, have you cleaned anything or cleaned for people in the past, Laura?
No, I'm doing I'm kind of rutting up some clutter in my apartment. I'm moving.
Oh,
moving
you're
stuff
decluttering
and
your
it.
Own apartment. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you offered to do that for other people, for organization or cleaning and, you know, declutter and organize for other people? Have you offered that
no.
or done it for other people? Huh?
No.
I don't know if I'm understanding. Are you saying yes or
no?
No.
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 No. No. Okay. Well, when I hear this, have you done it for a family member? Because I'm seeing you having you done it for a family member of some sort on your maternal side.
Oh, well, yeah. The estate, I've had to do quite a bit of fixing up things based on estate matters in the past on my maternal mother's
God bless.
Side.
All right. Yes, because I'm seeing it on your maternal side, right? Because I'm
right,
feeling
right,
like
right.
there's a maternal spirit, like a grandmother that's there that's telling me this. And you're really good at this. So, I mean, and I don't know if you like looking at estates or going to estate sales or anything like that, but you've got a knack for it. Okay. And it might be something, I don't know, it might be something right there in that area that, you know, you're really gifted at. You really have a, you know, intuitive sense about things, you know, and arranging things. And I'm saying that energetically for positioning to sell. So have you ever done retail, Laura, too?
Yes.
In the past. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, I mean, all these skills combined, my understanding, I mean, would are things that you have to capitalize on when you put your information out there, okay? Because I think it's presentation. It's more marketing, you know, in that sense of things. And I think you might be finding yourself, I understand you've already got your resume out to several places and you're waiting to hear back some certain calls from certain places, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, but I got to say that, you know, you got to listen to your heart and where your heart's taking you, okay? And I think sometimes you put your, you know, energies in places where you think it's just focused on the money. And while, you know, those opportunities might be presented to you and they might not come to fruition, it's because I think you're really in a space right now that you want to find work that you enjoy. And have you been praying about this? Because that's my understanding.
Yes. I have.
Yes. All right. So then listen, all right, because that's what they're validating here, okay? And, you know, I just got to say that I think it incorporates all these things. I hope you wrote all this stuff down. You keep me posted, okay? I mean, I wouldn't put it past, I think if you even put a card out there, you know, or start going to estate sales and offering assistance or, you know, going to help out somebody else, organize and declutter. I mean, I think you'd find your niche, what you're looking for, and you'd find work fast.
Oh, okay.
Thought, Laura. Okay?
You know, it's interesting. It's yeah. interesting that you're bringing this up. I did a show on October 18th about recovering your lost mojo, and she actually talks about putting, it's exactly what Laura said, putting all these things together that are you, that represent you, and creating something that's never been created before. So you might want to listen to that show. There's some good tips there.
Okay.
Oh,
well, thank you very much.
That's a great idea. You yeah. know, and another thing I've got to say, which this is a good point to bring up to everybody who's listening in, decluttering and cleaning your space is a perfect way, by the way, to cast off negative energies.
Oh, good.
So there's, yes, yes. So clear your space physically will do wonders for the spirit, mind, and body. And that's what you're looking to do, something for a higher cause, right, Laura?
Yeah, I am. The only thing I want to buy a house
there you,
next year, so that's why I worry about the money, too, side of things.
Well, I think this added element to the mix, I mean, you'll see something come in. There's so many people out there who could use your help. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
And sometimes it just starts out with small little projects, you know, maybe organizing and decluttering somebody's office.
Right.
You know? But
you might be
like
able to put something really cool together. Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
yes, yes.
Thank
so
you.
Keep me posted, Laura. I think of something you'll start out part-time, and then, you know, I think this, on the other hand, will also support you and give you the extra money that you're looking for. Okay? Keep us
Thank
posted,
you.
Laura.
Okay. Great talking to you. Listen to that show.
Okay. Well, bye.
Okay. Let's. We're going to take a caller from area code 480. Good morning. And can you tell me what your name is?
Good morning. My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's
hey,
your
Mike.
Question for Laura?
I do. Business opportunity has been presented to me to be brought on board, and I just kind of want to get some insight and guidance around it.
Business opportunity for you to invest in or to participate in, right?
To participate, yeah. No money on
mm-hmm.
my part.
Is there a connection to California with you, Mike? Or is this?
Yes,
or is this
that's
deal,
where I live.
Oh, that's where you live, because I mean, I zone yeah. right into California. Okay. You know what? I think you're excited about it. You're feeling connected. It's resonating with you. You keep thinking about it. You know, you've talked to the people more than once about it. You've done your research. Am I correct on all this, Mike?
Well, it was just brought to me mm-hmm. two mornings ago, but it's through a synchronistic connection where we're both from
right.
the same part of the country where we grew up.
Right. You know, I also see that you're being guided by another male on the other side. Are you right-handed, Mike?
I am.
Okay, and I feel like this is a paternal figure. Do you guys have some entrepreneurial spirit in your family, like people who've had businesses, you know, from your father's side of the family?
Not sure if my
or
on my father's
you?
Side, but it's me.
Uh-huh. It's you. You're the
yes.
entrepreneur, huh? Yeah. I say run with it. I think that, you know, when there's synchronicity and a connection like that, it means that, you know, go with it. There's a reason, you know. And I wouldn't even be surprised if it draws you back to your home area, back into that area as well. I mean, at least making trips back and forth, you know.
Okay,
and I
a
think
visit would be okay.
For that as well. Yes. And, you know, are you single right now, Mike?
I am.
Or is there, like,
I am.
Somebody? Yeah. And the reason I think this, too, is because of love.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why is that interesting?
Well, because through an associate, I have a meeting today with somebody on something that she does. You know, the person that made the introduction, she does – the same thing, but she's kind of referred it over to me, and I kind of get the thing that it's possibly her attempt at a love connection for a friend.
Uh-huh.
So I've got to go meet with her today.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
it's just very
fun. Well, you keep us posted, Mike.
Yeah,
right?
Let
so,
us know.
I mean, the father figure tells me, you know, it's this love and entrepreneur, great mix. Great man.
Wonderful.
I don't know. I feel good
Wonderful.
Vibes. I feel good vibes about it. I'd move forward. Okay. But you've
Perfect.
Done your research, I think, and I think you're good to go. I mean, I don't think it's 100% with, you know, 100% investment. I feel like you've got your hands in other things as well, which is good, you know.
Right.
I wouldn't put all
yep.
your eggs in one basket. And I think you already know that. Being
oh,
an
absolutely.
Entrepreneur,
and,
you
and,
are.
And I have a trust of this individual that's brought it forward. So it's, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Very good. Well, keep us posted. I think it will
okay.
generate for you in more
Can't
ways
wait
than
to hear.
One.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks Mike, for calling in.
Bye-bye.
So can we talk
okay.
about a couple things real quick? All right, just
sure.
real quick. For those of you listening in, we've been talking about, you know, ghost stories and then casting out negative spirits or ghostly type spirits that might be in our space that we're bothered by. A couple things that we can do on a regular basis is, first of all, prayer. But and anything I say during the rest of the hour for ways to cast out negativity or ghostly type spirits or negative energies is the intention behind everything that you do is probably the most important thing that you have to carry with you when you do the prayer. And that means saying it from your heart, making sure it doesn't necessarily mean the exact right words, but that you actually say it from your heart and you say it with meaning and with energy. So if you can sing it, awesome. If you can scream it, awesome, you know, without, you know, impeding on anybody else's space. But saying a prayer and, you know, a protection prayer of some sort would definitely work, okay? You don't have to go out and get the sage. You don't have to go out and get the salt, but those are tools that some people use, okay? But then you can also thank a deity or a god. You can call in Christ. You can call him Ram, Krishna, Buddha. I don't care who the spirit is that you feel connected to. Archangel Michael. I call them in and visualize that they're there protecting your space and give thanks for the protection. Okay? Those are some of the things that you can do. And also, and I always tell this to my daughter, who's extra sensitive, obviously, as well as my nieces and nephews, to spirits, and that is to tell them to go away. You can choose in your, you know, you can choose whether or not to respond to the spirits. And if you act in fear and are scared and run, they feed on that fear. So you have to take your power back, and you have to say, clear my space, leave now. And you have to say it with such meaning and such force. Not, will you please leave? Which is what, you know, sometimes the kids will do, you know. So, and I'm saying that with laughter because I deal with it on a regular basis, you know, with kids and such. But you have to say it with total force and conviction, like you really mean it. So those are a couple ways, and I'm going to have some other tools and resources we can use throughout the hours after we take another couple calls.
Okay. Well, good resources. Okay. Right. Leave.
Leave.
Okay.
Get the heck out of here.
Right. You are not wanted. Okay. We have 443. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What's your question?
I would like to know anything about my spiritual journey.
Your spiritual journey. Well, you mean pursuing it as a regular career, right?
Eventually, I hope. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even have to be eventually. It can be right now. You can start now. You can start right now. I understand you have, and I see lots of angels around you, Kathy. I mean, I don't know if you call upon them or work with them on some sort of cards. Is that? Yeah. Well, you definitely can see you work with them, and people who believe in them, I see carry more around them. And you certainly have them surrounding you, and there's a sense of urgency. There's a sense of urgency, like you can't wait anymore, and you've worked long enough, you know, developing your skills. Why don't you call them to give you the strength and the courage to, you know, assist on a level that will provide you the income, okay? And I feel like this is has to do with some psychic work as well. Is that true? Psychic and energy work.
Yeah, I've taken Reiki classes. I don't know how psychic I am.
Well, you've gotten, when you're doing Reiki, do you get feedback that you should share with the client?
Well, actually,
you have.
I haven't
They
been...
tell me you have.
Oh, because I haven't been doing that as full-time or anything, or part-time.
No, but during the times you have, you've received information to pass on to the person, right?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you don't? Well,
no.
They show me you actually sharing with people some insights after you did the Reiki.
Maybe I will do that.
Okay. Well, I see it, okay? And I think, you know, your contributions are, you know, very valuable and would be very well received. You're certified in Reiki, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, this would be a good way to start because I know a lot of people are starting to accept and see Reiki as a viable, you know, healing alternative. And, you know, I think, you know, you initially got it done because you were trying to heal yourself as well. Is that true, Kathy?
Yes.
All right. And also, you work with cards, right? Do you have the angel cards, right?
I pull them for myself, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, all these tools and resources can be passed on to others. Have you worked on family or friends?
Once in a while, not that often. I don't
have
many friends that are, you know, open.
Open to it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, then you call for the angels to ask you to reveal the next step in the journey as far as, you know, working. And I think the opportunity will come to you, and I think it's going to be some sort of, you know, healing center or something like that who's going to welcome you. And you know, it might start out with just part-time, and then it will soon escalate the more you develop your self-confidence and self-esteem and, you know, playing your part and playing your role and start earning some you know, revenue. And there's nothing wrong to receive revenue for this. It's an equal exchange, you know, for people who are ready and willing, you know, to receive on that level.
Okay.
Because how else are you going to support yourself, you know?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to do the work. I mean, doctors and nurses also, you know, receive pay doing what they do. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know,
other
even if
making,
it's on a donation basis.
Yeah, I was going to say even I'm making jewelry with Reiki infused, maybe, healing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I make,
yes.
I make jewelry, too, so.
Well, wonderful. Contribute. Do it. Put it out there, you know. And I think it's something that, and I think you already might know who these sources are. You've already, you know, worked or, you know, dealt with them in some manner, even if it's in a non-formal way, okay? And just put yourself out there, or the opportunity will just come to you if you ask. I mean, do it right after we get off the call. Well, I'm ready and willing now to take forward steps on this path, on this journey. And then something will happen, I swear to you, within the next 24, 48 hours. But you have to call forth.
Exciting.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let us know, Kathy. Follow up, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. And this is area code 805. Good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is Donna. Hi.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Donna.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, my question is about my love life. I would love to be in a committed long-term relationship, and I wanted to know if you see someone, you know, a special man coming into my life.
Donna, you are guided over by a gentleman who loved you to pieces. You cared for him. He's crossed over right now. I think he lived on the East Coast.
Yes.
He is, he just adores you, and he knows this is what you've been seeking. And you've been online and had, I guess, some people come and go and a little discouraged over all this effort, correct?
Yes. Discouraged, yes.
I would take this time. I would take this time. I might even get offline. I don't suggest that for everybody. God bless. I would take this time right now to go within and find that space of love and connection for yourself first right now instead of reaching out there. I know that's what you want. You want it out there. You want that special person to come to you. They will unexpectedly, spontaneously. I think that's where the next person's going to come from. And your friend who so much adores you, I think he even wanted to marry you. Did he say something about marriage at one time?
No. But it could
he
have
didn't?
Been. Yeah. No.
Okay, well, I just feel, well, maybe he's saying there's a marriage coming for you, okay? I just feel like he was so adored you, okay? And you do, you're another healthcare provider. Do you work with caring for people, you know,
I do.
Elderly
yeah.
people?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
yes,
so there's your confirmation, okay? So confirmation to the message in the sense that, you know, take this time, be with yourself, go meditate, pray. You know,
yeah,
fill yourself up with love. Do anything and everything you can that you love to do, whether it's going for a walk, being with animals, reading. Fill yourself up so you feel that joy and emanate that joy yourself. You'll draw it to you. Love attracts. Anytime we hate ourselves or, you know, putting out negative energy about ourselves, what we're not doing right, what we're not, you know, feeling good, you know, we detract. Send everyone away from us, you know, push people away on, you know, consciously. So do the reverse. Try to cancel out any of those thoughts and instead fill yourself with that love and light, okay? Whatever that will take for you, Donna. Okay, and you'll see you'll draw that person to you and they'll stand right there. and adore you as you are.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
As
yeah.
you are. No change is necessary.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I've been doing a lot of work on myself through meditation and walking. And
good.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, then I'm
pampering.
Just confirming what you already know. So
yes.
trust it and
yes.
follow it. Okay? And
okay.
And somebody soon will come along. It'll be spontaneous. It'll be like you bump right into each other and you'll recognize each other.
Oh, I'm excited.
Soulmate.
All right. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Laura Lee. You're wonderful. Thank
yes.
you very much.
God bless, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
God bless you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
So, let's see. All right. Well,
couple
I guess
more
we should
things.
Chat. Let's
Please.
Chat some more.
Yeah. A couple more things to remove negative spirits, cast negative spirits. Gosh, that's a good example. Just, again, talking to Donna. Making sure we're in that love space. One of the things I do personally, you know, each morning, at least I try to remember, the morning I got hit with a tidal wave and hit a coral
oh,
reef.
God.
Climbed
oh,
up against a coral reef. I didn't do my protection prayers that day. You know, I was in angst that morning. So one of the things to do is for sure start your day out, you know, affirming you're protected in a light. And I just clear myself with a white light and put myself in a bubble of love and really, you know, harness that love within. I was speaking to Donna about so important. And it wards off a lot of energies, even if, you know, other people are angry around you, you know, other people that are negative, it won't touch you. I mean, you won't respond to it. It won't affect you personally if you do these things with intention and love and that you send out that love to anyone and everything around you so it just melts in your presence. I think that's important to know. A lot of people will work with sage. I heard eucalyptus earlier today. Salt, holy water are used to clear spaces. Those are all well and good as long as the intention is there and a prayer is stated that comes along with it. I've seen too many people just walk around in sage rooms and it just smells smoky, doesn't do a thing. Same with the salt, you know, pouring salt around, you know, the premise of their home or splashing holy water. That's all fine and dandy. Use it with intention and love and call in you know, the support and the prayers, and your intention goes way further, especially said with meaning from your heart. So those are some of the tools and resources I highly recommend when dealing with negative energies and or ghost spirits.
Sounds like really, really good advice because, yeah, I mean, I've done the sage and the salt, but I think if you really want to remove them permanently, you do have to have the intention. And, you know, like I said, when my therapist was clearing the room, you know, she said, you have to go.
Yeah.
Get out.
Right.
And the spirit
right.
said, I don't want to. I want to stay.
Yeah.
She says, it's not an option. You've got to go. So,
right.
So there you go. Oh, it's funny.
Well,
I mean, not
you
funny.
Know,
it's,
you have to do it regularly. Yeah.
Right.
I think you almost have to do it regularly, too, because, you know, sometimes when we're, I mean, it's a human experience. We all have our up days and our down days. And when you have a down day, you're vulnerable to attract negative energy that might not be yours, you know, that something's
mm-hmm.
glued onto you. And so you have to do that clearing and shift your energy. And it could be just regular things that you can do, like exercise. That will clear it. Eating right, getting your rest, you know, that you need personally, whether that's 4 hours to 8 hours, whoever you are, just listen to your body. You'll know exactly what will restore your being. So,
yeah,
those are
very good.
The basics.
I mean, I pick up energies everywhere. I've had to stop. I mean, I love antiquing. I love it. I can't do it.
So do I.
If you have a problem
with
it.
I understand. Well, I used to have my homes filled with antiques, and, Yeah, you have to clear them if you bring them in, because they do hold the energies. I was on a show on TLC where we read people's physical objects, and they called it possessed possessions. And they really do carry the energies from past spirits, you know, especially jewelry or clothing.
Right, real personal things.
Yeah.
Well, I can't walk into a, you know, an antique store, because something always comes with me when I leave. So,
well, you could always say the prayer to go before you go in. My daughter and I love antique shopping. Just
it's
love
my favorite thing to do, and I haven't
too.
Done it because I'm like afraid to bring anything with me. Yeah, but I'll have to
and
do it. I'll have to say the prayer.
States, those southern states have the best antique shops. Anywhere,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas. Gosh, they got great antique shops down there.
Yeah, it's my favorite quote-unquote haunt. Pardon the pun.
So anybody who's got an antique in the house, you know, I once, that brings a good story. I had a couple ladies who had a haunting in their house, and they had me clear their house. Their house was filled with antiques from different relatives, and it was mixed match stuff. It was a very eclectic house, and most of the belongings belonged to a relative that committed suicide.
Oh my!
So, yeah.
Wow.
So you've got to, you know, you got to be really conscious what you do when you bring in, you know, energies like that. I've also seen families where, you know, a sibling might have died with, you know, a suicide, and the other sibling's wearing their clothing.
Wow.
And they're going through the same types of patterns. Of course, I know it can run in families, but it doesn't help when you're wearing their clothes.
Right. No,
so
it doesn't.
I know there's objects of affection that we have that are sentimental, but be very conscious what you choose, and then also pray over it and clear the space that is in good intention.
Okay.
So it's good that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are out of time, but it's been great. Our next show is November 30th, so we'll do probably a Thanksgiving show, right? Something about that?
Yeah. Something about gratitude.
Gratitude.
Right?
Always good. Always good. Okay,
thankful,
well, take
being thankful.
Yes, being thankful. All right, well, take care of your wounds, and I hope you feel better soon. Thank you. It's been wonderful, and we'll talk next month.
As always.
Okay.
God
talk
bless.
To you soon.
Everybody have a great Halloween. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.